Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Morning Commute. Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. We're coming at you out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course the live streaming. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Boy, oh boy, do we ever have it for y'all today. So coming from some really great places, of course, like Texas, we've got some fantastic, exciting news out of Texas, but also all sorts of different stuff coming from the United Nations terrorist organization themselves.
Sheesh. Yeah, I don't even know. Well, there's probably 100 labels that are appropriate for the United Nations. But we have our own issues right here at home, and wiffle batting, our border issue is just out of control.
Oh, definitely.
Obviously. I mean, we've identified that time and time again. We've documented it. We've brought, you know, testimony from on the border. We've reported, you know, other news, not your legacy news, but your, you know, people that are really reporting what's happening there on the ground. And from VDare.com, more border treason. Biden is now to offer 300,000 work visas and for what's the purpose? It's to help Mexico. Because of all of these illegal aliens trying to come to the United States from Central America is right. Flooding Mexico. So we are going to now offer Mexico relief from the flood of illegal immigrants coming through Mexico to get to the United States. So we're just going to give them visas, bring them right into the United States, 300,000 worth, and you know, help Mexico out because they're overran with illegals.
Oh yeah, like, you know, gosh, I think that we're pretty much the southwestern United States is pretty much Mexico already. How much more do they expect to take? I mean, seriously, right. if it's just takeover by occupying, you know what I mean? There's no border now. So the Mexican government's just like, woohoo, we don't have to, you know, support anything. We don't have to provide any financial structure for any of our citizens. We'll just let them kind of sneak across the border and still claim them, and they can go back and forth as they wish. You know,
They're not even going to sneak them. They're just going to give them visas and bring them right on in. But that's just one aspect of this. The illegal immigrants trying to come to the land of the big PX, you know, to make a better life for themselves, is not just South American, Central American migrant workers. Now, this just came out from Jihad Watch, and the Redoubt Report picked this up. And this is their headline. So many Muslims are crossing the border that a shelter for Muslim migrants has opened in Tijuana.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Exactly. Border Report notes that a shelter for Muslim migrants opened over the weekend in Tijuana, the first of its kind in all of Mexico. This is no small time effort. The Latino Muslim Foundation, based in San Diego and Tijuana, raised $500,000 to make the facility a reality. Meanwhile, 50 people on the terror watch list have been apprehended at the southern border so far this year, and there's no telling how many got across without being caught. Welcome to old Joe Biden's America. Yeah, so...
Well, and just as an update, I had just received a text from our contact from veterans on patrol down there on the border, the Arizona-Mexican border. And Butterfly is saying, as soon as we can do another interview, the border, she said, is going crazy. And she would like to provide us with a report on that. And I said, by all means, we're going to go ahead and set up that interview. So we're looking forward to that as well over the next couple days.
Outstanding. Yeah, well, we'll get that arranged as well. All right. So let's see. Do you got anything for us before the word of the day?
There's so much. There's always so much in the awful worldly news. But I think that we should definitely get to the word of the day because, that's where it's at.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Numbers chapter 35, verses 19 through 34. Now, check this out. This is amazing. I had actually posted on our channel a question about, when is it appropriate to kind of respond back to all the people that are killing babies, right? What on earth would God have us do that in his eyes is actually just, my question was more or less like the Phinehas account. God was just so ecstatic over the zeal of Phinehas, right?
Yes.
But my question was more or less that, I would not be sure that one murder would justify another. And so the random turning for today is shocking. It's just an actual, just direct answer to that question. So it reads under verse 19, chapter 35, verse 19. It says here, "The avenger of blood himself shall put the murderer to death." Now, just to clarify before I even read anymore, so you have it fresh on your mind, it says that the avenger of blood is a legal role that fell to a near relative whose duty it was to execute the killer. Of course, this is times of Moses, basically.
Right,
this
right.
is not modern law. I'm just saying, from a biblical response.
Right.
So the avenger of blood himself shall put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. If he pushes him out of hatred or while lying in wait, hurls something at him so that he dies, or in enmity, he strikes him with his hand so that he dies, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. However, if he pushes him suddenly without enmity, or throws anything at him without lying in wait, or uses a stone by which a man could die, throwing it at him without seeing him so that he dies while he has not his enemy or seeking his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the manslayer and the avenger of blood according to these judgments. So the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he had fled, and he shall remain there until death of the high priest who is anointed with holy oil. But if the manslayer at any time goes outside the limits of the city of refuge where he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of the city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be a statute of judgment to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses, but one witness is not sufficient to testimony against a person for the death penalty. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall take no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the priests. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. And so, just interesting because, just as a matter of who would even have the right to avenge the death of an unborn baby, right?
Right. And, yeah. That question was brought up and, it's very interesting. And, I've heard people argue, self-defense, not in the case of self-defense, but, to avenge the murder of somebody. It's interesting, as you were reading that, so many laws come to mind in the United States that were influenced by Mosaic law.
Yep.
That's where the differences. That is where manslaughter came from, where you didn't intend to kill somebody. There was not malice.
Right.
And so that's where the laws, even in the United States, in the jurisprudence, as it's called, drew that line between, you know, murder and manslaughter.
Right.
Or the number of witnesses required for a death penalty, you know.
That's right. It has to be at least two or more.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so interesting seeing some of those. But, you know, obviously those.
Well, with a basic law under that being God's law of thou shalt not kill, you know, thou shalt not murder, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And so there they are, you know, murdering. Obviously, you know, this wouldn't apply in this case. I don't know. When you look at like Moloch, like we were talking about yesterday, right, where they were sacrificing their children to this God for their own vitality, and you know, just really, it's just sickening. We're basically, that's what we're doing in the United States,
right?
You know, but
well, and
that also was culturally accepted at that time and promoted, and God did not hold them guiltless. I mean, that's one of the things that led Israel into getting the smackdown.
Well, and precisely. And so for all of these women that think it's okay to be having these abortions where they're killing a baby, they're not, it's not just their body anymore. There is now suddenly somebody else inside of them that they have no right to kill.
Right.
And just because they're housing it for a little while doesn't mean that it's not its own person that will stand and breathe on its own.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, so this verse 30 here where it says, whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses. And so there is without a doubt, there is penalty for murder.
Right.
That which can only be taken and exchanged for by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, so any of these women that have actually gone in and gotten an abortion, they had better repent and they had better get baptized, ask for forgiveness, and throw themselves at the mercy of the feet of the Lord.
Yes.
Otherwise, they have the death penalty placed upon them as well.
Exactly. And, you know, there's just like that said, the only way to atone for the shedding of blood is the shedding of blood.
That's right.
Of the murderer, right?
Right.
But Christ shed his blood for that sin as well. So if you reject Christ, your blood will be required for that.
Exactly. And see, that's where they are. They don't even realize what kind of ground they're walking on by exclaiming that they have this huge right to be out there killing babies.
Oh yeah, it's my right. It's my body. We're not talking about getting a tattoo here.
Yeah, we're not.
We're talking about taking another life. I mean, there's a reason why a drunk driver hits, T-bones some pregnant woman and kills her. He's going up against two murder charges or two manslaughter charges.
Yeah, right.
He will be held accountable for the death of two people.
Yep.
And you know, so I mean, we have this such a duplicitous culture now, such, you know, so confused spiritually, morally, you know, and now at the top level of the leadership, this is what bothers me, is that the leadership making policies that we will all pay the price for.
Yep.
You know, by being invaded by a foreign country, by having
innocent blood shed on the land.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So we all pay the price for that. Right now, you know, Joe Biden now has just unveiled his 5-step abortion action plan to kill babies to the fullest extent possible. The Biden administration, which is not an administration, they're not administering anything.
This is fraud.
This is a regime.
Yep.
And they released a 5-step plan yesterday to keep America killing unborn babies. The Insider reports the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra unveiled the plan at a press conference in Washington, D.C., including efforts to thwart state legislation banning mail-order abortion drugs. So there's this whole list. This is at Life News. They have a 5-step plan to sidestep states who choose to ban abortions in their states. Right. And they are just so aggressive about this. Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas, proposed putting up abortion sites. I don't know, like a little roadside, kind of like a, you know, the little library.
Yeah, on the edge of national forests.
Like a bookmobile, but only it'll be a, you know, a slaughtermobile at all the federal national parks so that people will be able to get the care that they need.
Which is so absolutely out of control. I mean, it's like they're saying it. They're saying as if every woman out there needs to do this in the same kind of respect as going to get groceries for food to eat.
They're,
you know,
frothing
what I mean?
At the mouth over this.
Yep.
The lunacy is just absolutely over the top.
Yep.
This country's lost its minds. Not
everybody. I mean, they really, really are ramping up the psycho hype.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because the majority, the vast majority of Americans are so appalled by this.
Yeah, they support the ruling.
There's nobody like these people that they show there's this little handful of nut jobs out there in front of the mass media that are all frothing at the mouth and their eyes are bugging out and they're all screaming like demoniacs.
Yeah.
And then they try to act like all of American women are like that. Oh, no. There's a small little, probably paid, little hired group of nutty women that are doing that. And so I would just like to point that out that, no, that is not the huge support behind all of that.
Right. No, there's not.
It just isn't.
Nope. So anyway, we'll just pray for our country. We've had three great victories from the Supreme Court in the last week. And so we're excited about that. Give glory to God for that. But the battle is far from over.
That's right.
And Christian patriots, roll up your sleeves and man, be engaged in prayer. These victories came from prayer, I assure you.
From the Lord, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and take a break and come back with segment two. We've got a lot going on. The environment, psychosis, and climate psychosis.
It's one psycho issue after another.
Oh boy, yeah, we got them all lined up and wiffle batting all of them.
That's right.
Right down, it's like a gauntlet.
Here we go.
All right, this segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping you to take your preps to the next level. The podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, focusing on preparedness and next level preparedness. That's prepping2-0.com. Don't forget to mark your calendars for the 30th of July in Missoula, Montana. You'll get all the details on that event. Lady Liberty and I will be there for that. And that is all available at prepping2-0.com. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute. We'll be back right after this.
The communists' goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change, because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. God bless all you guys out there. Thank you for your prayers and your support. And we are slowly working our way toward our goal. And we had some technical issues I had to do in the studio, so I was not able to get that little thermometer updated, but it's updated now. And we're working toward it. So thank you guys all for your support. And we don't just cover traffic.
Yes, that is a huge thank you, by the way. And, you know, just real quick, right off the bat, we got an awesome response. I had sent out thank you letters to different people. And one guy, he says, I actually discovered the Morning Commute a few weeks ago. He's over on the East Coast, by the way. He says, to be honest, the name kind of kept me from listening when I saw it before. I figured it was going to be a talk show about the Morning Commute, you know, traffic.
Right. Yeah, so watch that road construction there in the S-curves coming into Liberty Lake on I-90, westbound in the morning, eastbound at night. And so you be careful out there.
Yeah. Love that response.
Brought to you
awesome.
By Joe Schmo Tires.
Well, yeah, right.
All right. No, we don't talk about the traffic that much.
Oh, wait, gosh. I think ever?
Trafficking. We talk about trafficking, like human trafficking, right. Drug smuggling.
Yep, against that kind of thing. Right. Okay, so.
There'll be arms trafficking pretty soon. We'll be smuggling 30-round magazines across the Idaho-Washington border for the Patriots to get up to speed. I don't know if you can actually say that or if you can just pretend that you're going to do it.
Did I just say that out loud or did I just think it?
Let the Attorney General know we were not even thinking that.
No, sir. Uh-uh. Try to prove it.
And neither were 10,000 other Patriots even thinking
10
that.
10 million other Patriots. Right. Oh.
So, the environmental hysteria.
Yes, which is, as you all know, my book, The Perils of Sustainable Development, is a huge wiffle bat against that whole pile of garbage right there. And that's all it is. It's all just garbage lies from the depths of you-know-where. So it says here on the UN's own website itself, it says, the UN Ocean Conference opens with call for urgent action to tackle ocean emergency, right?
Of course.
Of course, emergency. So sadly, it says, sadly, we have taken the ocean for granted. Oh gosh, we need a little Greta. Aww. Greta, emergency.
climate emergency for the ocean.
So we've taken the ocean for granted, and today we face what I would call an ocean emergency, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told delegates at the opening of the conference. We must turn the tide, no pun intended, apparently, for him. A healthy and productive ocean is vital to our shared future. Well, yeah, but we're not in any ocean emergency,
right?
Other than, you know, we're in things like a drought emergency.
Yes.
which you know, I've got the perfect response here for that drought emergency that all sorts of different parts of the world are experiencing right now because of different geoengineering practices. We've got this interview from TBN Israel with David Balsar from Israel. And so TBN did this excellent interview. It just was fantastic. It's on YouTube under the title, How Israel Created a Water Surplus That Changed the Nation. So if you want to listen here to this little clip, we can elaborate on that here.
There we go.
Since then, it's grown into a huge company with many branches and over 3,000 water installations throughout the country, all with the purpose of supplying water to the people of Israel, turning seawater into drinking water.
I guess this is one of the biggest achievements mm-hmm. of the Mekorot and the state of Israel. We decided that drinking water mm-hmm. would come from the sea. It's an endless resource of water. We built 5 desalination plants across the Mediterranean Sea and one more in Eilat, in the Red Sea. And this provides more than 80% of drinking water.
It's very substantial.
Yeah, so this enables us to detach ourselves from the dependence on climate.
And boom.
Yes, with just 6 desalination plants,
yes.
The entire country has now what David Balsar said. In Israel, we are now in a water surplus. So that is quite amazing.
Imagine that. Yep. So Gavin Newsom in California is crying about how horrible the drought conditions are, which, you know, you deserve it. You, no water for you. They're not even going to be smart enough to catch on to something like, I don't think they want it. I think they want the drought. They want chaos.
Yep, they do. Yep. They want to basically control the weather and be able to manipulate whatever part of the United States they choose and control the agricultural markets, as we see Bill Gates and George Soros doing with all of their buying up of critical ag land in all sorts of different states right now. And so clearly they have an agenda with our agriculture and where they're going to have droughts, where they're going to have floods, where they're going to rob the economy of vital food infrastructure, basically.
Well, more food processing plants shutting down, more crops in danger because of drought, because of the fertilizer situation.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're cutting back on nitrates.
Yep.
It's all about nitrates now.
Well, and that's even a different sort of attack. We have all of the processing plants being either closed down, burnt down, farms being burnt down, chicken farms, pork farms, you name it.
Yep.
But that is at the ground level attack on our food supply. We've got the air level attack on our food supply right now coming through all of these droughts and floods through the geoengineering.
Right. Yep. And this is continuing on. So they don't want a solution for it. I think California, isn't it about the size of Israel? Maybe even
New Jersey. I believe New Jersey is the size of Israel.
California is considerably larger than Israel. And, you know, they could put 12 desalination plants
their whole
down
coast.
That coast. They,
they're nothing but coast.
Exactly.
They have nothing but the hugest water supply on the planet.
They could be supplying Nevada and Arizona.
They could be supplying the whole western United States with water.
Yeah, notwithstanding the Pacific Northwest, because
we don't
ours.
Need it.
They want to stick a straw in the Columbia River and take water from us because
while they're closing down all and destroying all these dams.
Right, and they have more lined up. I mean, they want to take a whole bunch out. So, you know, obviously it's an agenda, and you know,
clearly
it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what's going on. But the solutions are there, and so it's really cool to see that. But don't fall for the lie, this climate emergency, ocean climate emergency, all these different nations now declaring climate emergencies. It's a power grab. It's like COVID on steroids.
Yeah, that's the key word, emergency, for power grab.
That's right. Well, guys, we're out of time. You be safe out there on your morning commute. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.